Tuesday, 26th week, Ordinary Time 2. The first reading from the book of Job, chapter 3, verses 1-3, 11-17, and 20-23. After this, Job opened his mouth and cursed the day of his birth. And Job said, "Let the day perish wherein I was born, and the night which said, a male child is conceived. Why did I not die at birth, come forth from the womb and expire? Why did the knee receive me, or why the breast I should suck? For then I should have lain down and been quiet. I should have slept, then I should have been at rest with kings and counselors of the earth, and rebuild ruins for themselves, or with princes who had gold, who filled their houses with silver. Or why were I not at a hidden, untimely birth, at infants, and never see the light? There the wicked cease from troubling, and there the weary are at rest. Why it lies given to him that is in misery, and life to the bitter in soul, who long for death, but it come not, and dig for it more than for hidden treasures, who rejoice exceedingly and are glad when they find the grave. Why it lie given to a man who where it hidden, whom God hath had in." The second from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verses 51-56. When the day drew near for him to be received up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem, and he sent messengers ahead of him, who went and entered a village of the Samaritans to make ready for him. But the people would not receive him, because his face was set towards Jerusalem. And when his disciples James and John saw it, they said, "Lord, do you want us to bid fire come down from heaven and consume them?" But he turned and rebuked them, and they went on to another village. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme: human reactions to opposite woes and sufferings. When facing opposite will and suffering in life, human beings used to have three the tendencies. First, to blame on God. Those who believe in the predestination thing, all were set up by God or heaven. If he wants one to suffer, that one must suffer. And if he wants to one to be happy, that one shall be happy. Human beings cannot do anything to change their destiny. Second, to blame on others. Some blame their parents. The father have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge. See Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 29. Others blame on all people, as then Paul such, and except existentialist said, people are held. Third, to blame on self. Many blame themselves as they were born under unlucky stars. Today reading show a two of the accusations. In the first reading, Job cursed the day he was born. He wished that they should never exist, or he should die when he had thus gotten out of his mother's womb, so that he shall not be suffered as he is now. In the Gospel, when his two disciples, James and John, wanted to call down fire from heaven to consume Samaritan cities because they refused to welcome them, Jesus rebuked his disciples because that is not God's way of education. Second analysis, first reading. Job's reaction when he had to face his terrible sufferings. Before one can understand Job's situation and his saying, one must read the whole book, not partly. Moreover, one must also understand that at the time of the book were written, the Israelites did not have the clear concept of the resurrection and the eternal life yet. To them, all what they have is in this present life, and the rewards for those who walk in God's way are wealth, children, health, and a long life. The main question which the author of the book of Job seeks for the answer is, why are the good people suffered? A third point. Job wishes he never exists in the world. Many people thought Satan got what he wanted when Job cursed God with these words, let the day perish wherein I was born, and the night which said a male child is conceived. Why did I not die at birth, come forth from the womb and expire? Why did the knee receive me? Why the breath that I should suck? For then I should have lain down and been quiet. I should have slept. Then I should have been at rest. When one inspects these words, there is nothing that curses God. Rather, they are the words of a person who did not know why good people are suffered. Second point. Job wished he should die long time ago. If people must suffer and there is nothing remaining after death, living is nonsense and death is a good solution. We need to know that all the wisdom books, the book of Job included, were written from 5th to 2nd century BC and influenced greatly by Greek philosophy. Many Greek philosophers regarded a human body as a prison that confines one's soul, and that is the way to liberate the soul from the body so that one shall no longer be suffered. To the Jews, the resurrection and the life after death were not clear until they were clearly revealed by Jesus. This is the reason why Job said, then I should have been at rest with kings and counselors of the earth, and who rebuilt ruin for themselves, or with princes who had gold, who filled their houses with silver? Or why were I not at a hidden untimely birth, at infants that never see the light? Third point. Job did not understand the reason of suffering. The readers understand the reason of God's suffering due to Satan's challenge in the beginning of the book, that Job loved God because he is blessed and protected by him. If God take all the blessing away, Job shall curse him. In opposition, God wants to prove to Satan that Job loved him truly. Both agree that suffering is the way to find out the answer. Job did not understand the cause of suffering, since he did not understand the final goal of life. He could not find the meaning of life. Job questioned, what do people live this life for? It is nonsense for suffering. If it is so, death should be better. This is the reason for his following question. Why is life given to him that is in misery, and lie to the bitter in soul, who long for death, but it come not, and dig for it more than for hidden treasures, who rejoice exceedingly and are glad when they fire the rape? Why is lie given to man who where is hidden, whom God had hazed in? Second, the Gospel. James and John wanted to destroy Samaritans who refused to welcome Jesus. Third point. The relationship between the Jew and the Samaritans. The shorter distance from Galilee to Jerusalem is to go directly to Samaria, but most of the Jews avoided that way because there existed a void between them. The Jews used two other ways to reach Jerusalem, either by the way of the Mediterranean Sea or by the way of the Jordan River, with one must travel to Jericho and then going up to Jerusalem. The Samaritan Jews many ways to discourage the Jews to cross over their territory, as we saw in today's gospel. They would not welcome him because the destination of his journey was Jerusalem. Second point, the reaction of James and John. They felt indignant when they saw the Samaritan reaction, and they asked Jesus, Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to consume them? This is the popular reaction of the Jews for the Gentiles. They probably thought that Jesus would humble himself to enter their villages to bring the good news to them. If they refuse to hear, they are not deserved to live. Third point, Jesus' reaction. He rebuked them. To destroy those who held an opposite view with you is not the best way to solve the problem, but to make them to become your friend, will solve all problems. When Abraham Lincoln, the American president, was criticized that he had been so soft in his manner with enemies, and he forgot his duty to destroy them, he answered back, "Am I not destroying them when I make them to become my friends?" In chapter 4 of the 4 Gospel, Jesus conversed with the Samaritan woman and made her to be the first missionary to her people even before all his apostles. The Acts also reported Philip's mission to the Samaritan after Stephen's martyr. He healed many and made many to believe in Jesus. See Acts chapter 8, verses 4-8. If Jesus let his true apostles do what they want, how could God receive many Samaritans into his kingdom? Application in life. To make believers, we need to bring the good news to them. We should not condemn anyone who does not have an opportunity to hear the good news. We cannot fathom God's plan because of our limitation. Therefore, when facing opposite views and sufferings, we need to imitate Jesus and the Blessed Martyr. They memorized and contemplated them in their heart. Instead of questioning God's plan, people's intention, or wishing them to be destroy our enemy is not the best way to solve conflicts, but to make them our friends who solve all problems. Amen.